Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is currently 6:13 on this Monday morning, December 16th, counting down to Christmas. We've got 9 days away, and it's going to be kind of nice today, all in all. Not necessarily Christmassy, but you're talking about highs of 76 degrees, 75 tomorrow, then 74 on Wednesday, 66 Thursday, 64 Friday, and you heard Peyton Malone earlier saying, wah, wah, for Christmas, that we're talking about highs in the 70s, but that's the way it is, right? You never know. New Year's Eve, life will be 20 degrees. Right now, it's about 64, 65 degrees if you average the temperatures in the area. Mike Dettelier joins us now. How you doing, Michael?
Fine, Tommy. Thank you.
You know, somebody texted in, and I agree with them. I don't mind, and Tim Zimmer brought this up about Brian Kelly after the Ole Miss game. They worked hard to fight back, give him a chance to win. You got overtime. Chances are you got no Alvin Kamara. You got Jaden Daniels. You might lose anyway. Just at this point in the season, who knows if Kamara's coming back, you know, next week. So I don't fault the decision at all, do you?
No, indeed. I mean, at that point, listen, a lot of people that'll say, oh, just kick the extra point and play for overtime. Had you hit the two-pointer, that's exactly what I would have done. Come on. You know that, Tommy. They always start a fall that way, but you know my thing is, hey, listen, you tried to play this game to win it, and you had some momentum there. You had them on their heels in a game you shouldn't have been in.
No,
and
that's
so
exactly right.
Finish it off at that point in time.
Yeah, I don't understand, and I don't know what I don't know, right? But it seems like when you're 3 yards out, man, if you put two receivers and you run a crossing route. Man or the zone, is hard to stop that from 3 yards out, isn't it? If you just hit them on a quick slant and they're crossing.
I agree with going for it. I did not like the play call.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I would agree with that as well.
Because once you roll it out, then you have cut off a big part of that field.
And if you don't roll out, if you look at the play, you got Marquez Valdes-Scantling. If he's your first choice, maybe you got him right away on the slant, maybe.
But it's very, easy. Very quickly.
And, it's easy
and
to
one
say
of the
here.
Plays that we saw LSU
the day after,
do this
right?
against Alabama a few years back to Mason Taylor, mm-hmm. right almost initially, right off the edge right. in that corner of the end zone.
I think you're right. I think when you roll like that, you give up the other half of the field, and then you put everybody on one side. But anyway, look, you know what? I don't know what I don't know. Let's talk about the quarterback play of Jake Haner. I've not seen, you know, and I know he had a tough day. First of all, Jake Haner can't block for himself. And let's start with the offensive and defensive lines. The defensive line seems to have controlled Jaden Daniels until they didn't. Sacked him a couple of times. Cam Jordan had two, and a couple of players had some others. Offensive line, not so good when it comes to protecting Jake Haner in the first half, and not a whole lot better when it comes to the Rattler in the second half.
Tommy, if you'd have told me this team had 8 sacks and, say, guess the game that he would get 8 sacks in, the Commanders would have been way down the list mm-hmm. of the dance card. So, you did get some pressure on Jaden. And one of the things you see, and he's being coached to do this now, is, you know what? Instead of throwing an interception, take the sack.
But.
And so he's not going to put that ball up in harm's way. And that may have been something you wouldn't have seen when he was at LSU. Not that he threw a ton of interceptions there, but he didn't want to put that ball up. And so take the sack, live to fight another day. The first half, you didn't get beat. You got beat up in the trenches. Mm-hmm. Virtually, you had no running game, and you couldn't protect Hayner at all. And when he did have time, he was off center.
Right.
I think he was throwing the ball off balance. He may have been rattled a bit with the pressure.
He looks like he's got no confidence to me, Mike. Thoughts?
And he was like a guy that was not in a rhythm or command of the offense. What I saw with Spencer Rattler that I didn't see earlier in the year when he started was I thought he had a better command of the offense, understanding where he had to go with the ball. Mm-hmm. Boy, you got to know what you're doing. You got to know where to go with the football. I thought earlier on he did not have that command of the offense. Yesterday, I thought he had a really good command of it. He was poised. He was accurate. He can move his feet and sort of buy a little bit of time with his movement skills. You couldn't have really asked him to play any better than what he did yesterday. So I was impressed what I saw with Rattler. And sometimes with a young player, and I've seen it before at that quarterback position, they struggle early on. They get sat down. They see it a little bit better, understand it a little bit better. Next time they get a chance to play, the game comes to them a little easier.
Not the case with Jake.
Not the case with Jake at all. I mean, he really looked frazzled back mm-hmm. there. Again, I'm not going to put it all on him because the line was really
and Mike,
beat up.
What's so frustrating to me is when you look at the sacks, there was no blitz or anything. They were just rushing four. They ran a scheme here or there, but it was still four people they were rushing.
You're correct. They didn't have to blitz. And then in the second half, I thought going up against a rookie quarterback, I would have blitzed him. Mm-hmm. And they didn't do much of that. They sort of did exactly what they did in the first half. They rushed four and dropped seven. I thought that's where Rattler really did a nice job. He understood where the coverage was and who to go to. And I was impressed with that the second half with him, his command of the offense, and his ability to figure out where to go with the football. It was miles better than what we had saw earlier in the year.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to talk about Jaden Daniels a little bit. I'm talking about the purple and gold part of me, not the black and gold, all right? Because I don't talk about the Commander's part. I want to talk about Jaden Daniels' part, but just, you know, this guy ran yesterday for almost as much as the Saints did. He ran for 66. Saints as a team ran for 69. But he also threw the ball very well as well. He can spin it, and his development to me, Mike, looking at just in what week are we in the NFL now? I lost track.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever we are, to see where he is in his rookie season with the decisions he's making, like not protecting the football, taking a sack if you have to, but still running, and the touch he has on the ball, this guy is something special, man. I'm going to tell you what, this guy is, I think, a generational talent. I'll get your thoughts when we come back. 621 traffic now, WWL. All righty, 626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Somebody texted in and said, tell Mike Dettillier, thanks. His rule worked. The Washington starting center was out and they covered. That's your rule, right, Mike? They didn't cover, rather. Washington center was out and they didn't. Boy, but that was one of those games where, speaking of Mike Dettillier, I thought, you know what? You don't always have to bet the game. Sometimes you can just watch it, right?
Correct.
And our guy, JR, that gives...
I'll tell you, at halftime, I thought the Commanders would cover that game. I mean, there was no indication that you would see what you saw in the second half in the Saints. It showed they had some fight, and also man, Rattler played about as well as you could ask him to play.
Now let's talk about quarterback play and Jaden Daniels, and I'm not a Commanders fan. I'm not glad the Saints lost, but I am an LSU fan. And this guy, I think, is a generational talent. When you look, he rushed for 66 yards yesterday, 25 for 31, 226 yards, no interceptions, two touchdowns, and he was sacked 8 times. So if the Saints don't get that pressure on him, Lord only knows what happens. I think his development, Mike, to consider that he's in his rookie season in the NFL and to see what he's accomplishing, I think is amazing. Thoughts?
I agree wholeheartedly. Joe Clark used to always tell me this, and he coach in the NFL and major college football, he coached quarterbacks for over 50 years. And he would always have a term about he plays the game with a sense of ease.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of that when I see Jay.
That's a great phrase, Mike. And that describes Jaden Daniels perfectly. He plays it with a sense of ease.
And you see him, and you know how hard it is to play
right
that position. I don't care if you've been in the league 5 or 10 or 15 years, to do this as a rookie, it's almost like it's easy to him, and yet you know it's not. It's this, oh, shucks, and with a big smile, I'm going to get you. And that's Jaden. He is so confident in what he does at the quarterback position, and he knows where to go with the football. And he is athletically gifted by God in a way very few people are, and the way he could run with the football. But he just has that sense of ease that, okay, I got it. Don't panic. I have it. And I think he's been really well coached by Cliff Kingsbury with the Commanders. I'm not crazy about their offensive scheme, but I like the way he has sort of gotten into Jaden about don't turn the ball over, because he knows Daniels is not going to put up a lot of bad passes, but don't take that chance. That's the reason why last year they win 4 games. Today they're sitting at 9. Mm-hmm. It's Jaden Daniels.
We'll pick it up here when we come back with Mike to tell you. You know what it's like? It's like Tiger Woods on a driving range. If you've ever seen him warm up and goof off, where he'll chip a ball, and then he'll chip another ball, and hit the ball he just chipped, and then chip another one and hit that ball, and he does it with just a sense of ease and goofing off. The difference is, with Jaden Daniels, somebody's trying to put him in a wheelchair. So that's the difference. 6:30, more when we come back with Mike Dettelier. Right now, time for WWL First News. It is 6:43, 17 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday morning, December 16th, counting down to Christmas. I don't know how your shopping's going. Mike, what do you do with your Christmas shopping? Do you get it done early? Do you buy a lot of presents so Mrs. Dettelier takes care of that? What happens?
She takes care of most of it. If I do the shopping, it's online.
Yeah.
And I do it early.
I'm lucky because you know what? I do my shopping with the checkbook. That's all they want is cash. So all you got to do is write that check and it's done. You can join Bobby and Mike tonight at the Silver Slipper Casino on the beach in beautiful Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. What'd you think about Jake Haner's first career NFL start? Well, that'll be a short conversation. Let's talk about Spencer Rattler as well with Mike and them tonight. They'll break down what happened. And then at 6:30, voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, joins the Cannon for the Saints Coaches Show with interim head coach Darren Rizzi and pass rush specialist Brian Young. Then at 7:30, Monday Night Football, Atlanta Falcons versus Las Vegas Raiders. And there's a double header tonight in the NFL. Well, what are they doing with the double headers in the NFL, Mike, on Monday night? Are they just trying to see what happens? Are they floating trial balloons to see?
Yes, indeed. It's been something that ownership has pushed for, to try to see from a ratings point of view on a Monday night, and especially once it gets past December 10th, they kind of have a feeling there more people will stay inside and at home because of weather situations, especially in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. So the owners have pushed this real hard to
where
have
the bigger
markets. Double headers.
Where the bigger markets happen to be in the Northeast.
Bingo.
Yep. Okay. Well, the Saints play Monday night next week, actually, against
Green Bay.
Green Bay, that's right. Monday night, December 23rd, and it's going to be cold. Let's talk about the future. So, Saints are eliminated from playoff contention, if I'm reading this correctly, right?
Correct.
So, what do you do with the rest of the season?
You play whatever. If you're Darren Rizzi, aren't you trying to play this that gives you the best shot to become the eventual full-time coach? Now, I don't think that'll happen, but you want to win. And
you want to show the NFL players something, right?
Yeah, and so he's going to play the players that he feels gives him the best chance to win. And so people say, play young players. Well, that's what they've been playing already. You maybe don't have a big sample size of Spencer Rattler or a big sample size of Kendra Miller because of injuries, but you playing young guys now. It's not like they're on the bench watching. You continue to give yourself the best shot to win. I do not believe in this tanking stuff or anything else. Because if you got bad play and it's on tape, you out of this league real quick. Just think if you decide, well, I'm going to go to work and I'm going to screw up or not do what I should do. You unemployed. And it's the same way in the NFL. Man, I don't give a damn about draft position. I worry about draft position in April. I don't worry about it in December. And so you continue to play your best players and try to win the game. That's why you play, to win the game.
But that being said, when it comes to a guy like Alvin Kamara, who has just played lights out this season, I think, I don't think you risk him. This is not like in a championship season or you're driving the Super Bowl, right? If it's in any way could be potentially damaging to his career down the line or next year, I'd sit him. You?
I don't know the full extent of the injury.
I just said if.
And so not knowing that, that would certainly play a part.
Because I'm looking at him as one of the main assets the Saints have for next season.
because you know what Alvin can do.
Sure.
And if it's an injury, if you're playing for something, yeah, you got him out there.
Right.
But if not, then you make that decision. And he also gives you an opportunity to take a look at Kendra Miller.
That's
we didn't talk about
thing.
It, but he impressed me yesterday.
Me too.
And it was a small sample size, but you saw that ability to turn power into speed. He's always had that skill set along with really good field vision. And you saw glimpses of it yesterday. Again, the complaint has never been about talent. It's been about availability.
So what better time than this stretch right here? You know what, Kendra? You getting the bulk of the load, baby. So let's see what you got, right? Let's see if you're durable.
Correct. Because I don't care if he looks good or not. I still got to bring in another running back next year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how good he looks would maybe help me determine how quickly I get that young back. Do I use an early round pick or do I use a later round selection? I think you never have enough running backs in the backfield because they get beat up. And there is always nicks and scrapes on every team in using that halfback position. So I like what I saw of him yesterday. Again, he was not the workload guy, but when he got a chance, he made the most of it.
That's why you need to make him the workload guy for the rest of the season and see what he's got, I think. Agree?
I think if Alvin can't play, then he is going to be your workload guy.
I would say even if Alvin can play. I'm not saying sit Alvin down or anything. I'm just saying let's maybe reverse the roles and let's see how – let's put him under – what's the word I'm thinking of? Like a, what do they call it in the Navy when they send a ship out? What do they call it? Sea trials? Let's put this thing at full throttle and see what we can do.
Yeah, because so far he's been in dry dock.
Right,
He just hasn't been healthy, and you haven't been able to put him out there for sea trials.
So we took a little cruise around the bayou,
give him
right?
An opportunity.
A little cruise around the bayou. So now let's go out to sea and put it at full throttle. See what happens.
Correct.
I want to take a break. We'll come back talk about Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I know you said he is Scantling. Let's just call him MVS. You know, he had some problems with the dropsies, but it seems like at least a couple of catches yesterday looked pretty good. We'll talk about that and more when we return. Y'all got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. I agree with Mike. You don't rest anybody or anything like that. You do whatever you can do to make sure you put yourself in the best position to evaluate players and so forth and win to put them under pressure, I guess, to see what you got for next season. Of course, the question I got to ask for Mike as well when we come back is whose decision is that? Is it Darren Rizzi? Because he's got the goal of he wants to show the NFL how good he is and everything that he's got and wants to be the coach next season, which like Mike, I think Darren's a nice guy, but I don't think that's going to happen if for whatever reason. And the other question is, what do you do in terms of, okay, I know Coach Rizzi, you want to do the best that you can, but we also as a team need to do this. And is Mickey Loomis calling out or not? We'll find out when we come back. 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWR, wrapping it up with Mike Dettillier, who's nice enough to give us some of his time. He's got a long day. He'll be second-guessing with the Cajun Cannon, the Silver Slipper Casino this evening from 4 till 7. Mike, so, you know, I like Darren Rizzi a lot. It's hard not to, how can you not like him, right? But when it comes to, I don't see politically how he gets the nod for next year from the Saints office. And with that said, you want him to be able to do as well as he can do for his career. But you got to look to next year as well with the Saints being eliminated from playoffs. And what puts them in the best position? Are those necessarily divergent roads or not?
No, it's the same situation. You want to win, and because of injuries, you're forced to play young players,
mm-hmm.
like every other team in the NFL. Now, the extent of the playing players is a little different from team to team, but, you know, come on, the head coach here, he has the final say with this.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his assistant coaches, they make that choice. Now, I know, you know, Darren Rizzi been here a few years. He's got a good working relationship with Mickey Loomis, and they talk daily. But this is going to come down to Coach Rizzi playing what gives him the best opportunity to win. And because of injuries, you are playing young players. But we hear it every day. They're not playing the young players. Tell me a guy that's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me one that hasn't played. You've seen them because they have been forced to play. So it's not like you're really pushing the envelope here.
People who are not active yesterday were Derek Carr, Jordan Mims, Tipton, Passignon, and Boyd, and those were all because of injuries, as I understand it. So, and Lemieux did not play. So just about the whole team
all
played.
All injuries.
Yep, exactly. The whole, you're right. I don't know who else you could, play or what else you could do. Real quick, let me talk about the NFL and all of that division. Man, the South division, and Atlanta started hot, not now. If the Saints had, you know, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, right, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. But, man, you got to think, Mike, if the Saints could have avoided some of these injuries, Taysom Hill, everybody else early on, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's always the what if.
I know.
Life.
But still.
It is. You think about it. But, you know, before the season, I thought the Bucs were the best team in the South. Then they get a rash of injuries, don't play well for a stretch. I was like, okay, I threw my saddle on a bad horse here.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of a sudden, man, for them to beat the Chargers in the manner they beat them yesterday, mm-hmm. that was impressive by Baker Mayfield and company. They're not a super talented team on defense, but, boy, can they play and score on the offensive side, the football, and that's going to carry them to an NFC South title again.
I know it's part of the game, but you can't factor out a Taysom Hill, you can't factor out Alvin Kamara and say that it doesn't affect the team or the defensive players either. Mike, appreciate it as always. Thank you. Have a great week. We'll listen this afternoon from the Silver Slipper, all right?
Thank you, brother.
You bet. Have a good day, Mike Dettillier, our friend, and we'll talk to him again this week. Take a look ahead to the Monday night game, or either this week or next Monday, whenever we talk to him. Either way, we'll take a break. Come back, talk to Jeff Palermo. LSU got a quarterback maybe for the future out of the transfer portal. We'll talk transfer portal and more when we come back. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us Monday morning, WWL.